All right, here we go. Fire Friday, brought to you by Fire by Wicked Fresh. Danny, welcome back, sir.
Good morning.
Put you in the hot spot a little bit. We didn't know this was happening.
Yeah, no, I get a few phone calls. I'm driving into town. I turn on the radio, and next thing I know, I'm...
You're going to be playing a game.
I love it.
You're
going to
be playing a game in just a little bit. You know, we put so much pressure on our listeners when we go through these games. We don't just do caller three here at Magic 104. We always try to make it a little more interesting. And we always have people Googling things and texting and all types of stuff. So I thought today it would be kind of funny to turn the chairs a little bit, have you play a game, and people are actually placing their bets on you.
On you.
We're going to be playing a game. It's real easy, simple game, 50-50 shot on every of the questions. And it's a fun comparison game called Bigger, Smaller, Taller. We'll get to that. But first, let's talk about Fire by Wicked Fresh and update us for the month. You guys, I'm assuming, had a wonderful February vacation.
Oh, we had an amazing February vacation. I mean, it was crazy. We had lines out the door, and people were just really going towards that new menu, all the new items that we have.
You're constantly updating it, constantly trying to keep it changing, evolving.
Yeah, you know, hey, this works, this doesn't work. You know, we finally found something that works. We're doing a menu that's all day, so there's no more lunch or dinner. It's just all one menu now.
Excellent.
So we're happy about that. You know, a lot of, like, you know, some people want sandwiches at night. Some people want, you know, just a steak and cheese or whatever. We want to be able to offer them everything, you know. Yeah. We also brought Wicked Fresh Burgers over here. So now we have three of the most popular Wicked Fresh Burgers, the Hangry, the Wicked Burger, of course, and then we do the barbecue, which is really good. That's one of my favorites.
And we talked about that last time. Now that you do offer some of the burgers over there, maybe if the line's getting a little heavy,
especially for the local crowd. Like, you know, they know it's going to be busy. It's like you go in. I know it's a small spot, and we try to kind of turn over as fast as we can. But you know, some people like stay a little longer.
Nice to have that little alternative.
Yeah, and it's nice to say, hey, head over to Fire. We have, you know, great products over there. We do have Wicked Fresh Burgers, and they are on the grill. They're 8 ounces as opposed to four, so a little bit bigger. But if that's too big, you can split it. We also have some awesome stuff too. Wings. The wings are taking off. The wings are really good. We brine them for 24 hours. People are going crazy over them. We have all types of different sauces. Right now, I'm like stuck on the honey hot.
Okay.
We have this honey hot that we did in-house. It's awesome. My partner Mark made it up. I mean, it came out really good. We're dipping everything in that thing, you know. We call it a fire yaki.
Okay.
So it's actually called char siu, which is a Chinese barbecue sauce. But, you know, fire yaki sounded a lot better.
Sure, right. Fire yaki, I like it.
And the steak tips. The steak tips, it's a process called sous vide, which is basically like a slow marinade, but they come out so tender.
Nice.
And the steak tips are awesome. We're putting it on a sub that we have there and on a steak tip dinner. So, yeah.
You have a way of making it sound delicious, man. There's no doubt about it.
Thank you.
And again, you can check out their menu, firebywickedfresh.com. You guys also always trying to give back to the community as well.
Absolutely.
And it's Local Appreciation Month this month.
Yes.
Which is really nice.
March. So, yeah, March. So, March, we're going to be doing at both places, Wicked Fresh and Fire by Wicked Fresh. We're going to be doing promotional things on our Facebook page, so keep an eye out for both of those. Each week we're going to do something, and then we're going to be doing raffles. We're going to be raffling gift cards away. We're going to be doing like buy one get one free appetizers. We're going to be doing like get one regular fry with a purchase of a burger, stuff like that.
Sure.
So keep an eye out for that. We just want to say thank you to the locals. You know, they're the ones that keep us going.
Yeah.
You know, and they also, you know, keep us in line too, just making sure everything's nice and tight, you know, and they don't mind telling us. And we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to give back. We have a couple Dine to Donates coming up too.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mentioned that one for the middle school and then another one coming up for the Conway Elementary.
Yep. Friday, March 6th, we're doing a Dine to Donate for Kennett Middle School. And then Friday, March 20th, Dine to Donate for Conway Elementary, both at Fire. And they're Friday night, so it'll be from 4 to 8.
Nice.
So it's just nice that we can do that.
Yeah, a portion of the proceeds going to benefit the cause.
Absolutely.
Always bringing those families out. I know you guys are always kind of putting that extra step forward to cater to the families. You want everybody to come on out and enjoy.
Yeah, unfortunately, last time we did one, it had to get canceled. We had that big storm come out. It was a couple weeks ago. But we're trying to get back and that's what we're doing too.
Sure.
You know, we're trying to give back as best as we can. You know, this is one of the ways that we can do it with, you know, it benefits a lot of people. You know,
absolutely.
And we appreciate them coming to us and us, you know, going back to them. It's a great relationship.
And we may have a lot of people visiting this week. Of course, last week was a big February vacation, but still people on February vacation. And just in case they don't know where we're located, I know they're right here below the radio station. You're right here at Settlers Green across from customer service. But that's pretty much the best way to figure it out. If you come into Settlers Green, you'll see the signs.
Yeah, you know, the great thing is Settlers Green actually helped us out in Drive Brand Studios. They did a great job putting together some cool little things that we're doing on the signs, on the menus. You know, kind of just saying, hey, fire is this.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We got finger licking wings as they put it on the windows now and stuff like that. So people kind of know what they're getting into when they're walking by. And,
yeah.
And the signage is awesome. You know, I think there's going to be even some more signage coming up, you know, as soon as it gets a little nicer out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're excited about that. Just from the signage that we've had now that they just put in, we're seeing a little bit more flow.
Which is good.
Is really nice.
And that's
absolutely.
What it's about. Yeah, yeah. Kind of just putting a little pinpoint on it.
Once you get here, you're like, all right, now I know it's
now
here.
Now I'm locked in.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Especially with all this good food. So
FireByWickedFresh.com is where you can go for all the details on the menu and all of that. Of course, follow on social media. You guys are big on Instagram.
Yep.
Posting those little concoctions that you're coming up with.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I got a couple ones going out for Wicked Fresh, too.
Yep.
The Wicked Chicken Waffle sandwich we're putting out now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Cobb salad over there. So we're going to be popping that on our Instagram down here at Fire. We're just throwing anything that comes out of that oven.
Anything that's coming out, it's going on there.
Anything that comes out of the oven, anything that goes to the heat lamps, if I see it, looks good. I mean, if I got time, I'm snapping a picture real
absolutely.
Quick.
Yeah.
And with iPhones, it looks like a professional's doing them. So they're like, oh, you're doing an awesome job. I'm taking all the credit. It's really this phone. I'm like, just hit a button, you know? We're just happy to have it.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure you follow them on all the socials for all the updates, too. And like Danny said, he loves the feedback, wants to hear more. If you got an idea, run it by the staff there, and they'll see what they can do. It's always
we're
nice.
We're even looking at getting online ordering up and running soon.
Wow, okay.
And my thing for that is order online, pay online, don't wait in line. Because
nice.
That's one of the biggest things, you
know? No.
And we're going to have a little side area. You can just go in. Once you're already paid, you'll be able to come around the corner, grab your food, and go.
See, I like that. I got to say, I'm a big fan of the online order.
Yeah. We're trying to work out the kinks because, you know.
Yeah, we'll give you time.
It's going to be a little bit. But you know what? At the same time, we want to make sure it's right.
Yep.
You know, sometimes you get into something, you want to just do it. And then, so you get two things, pull the trigger or, you know,
make sure
you get all the kinks out. So we're kind of in the middle of that process right now.
And in all of these developments and more, you clearly need some staff. You're going to want some staffing on there.
Absolutely.
And both locations you're hiring.
Both locations we're hiring for all positions, counter help, servers, dishwashers, cooks, you know, over at Wicked Fresh, you know, you don't have to necessarily be a chef. We just hired a chef, Zach. He's an amazing chef. Mm-hmm. And he's over there helping us out because it's a chef inspired burger joint. That's what I always tell everybody.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not just like Five Guys or, you know, these other spots or, you know, it's something that has a little bit more to it.
Right.
You know, there's a, you know.
Do you dare say gourmet burger?
You know.
Or do you like that word?
Sure.
You know, I know some people.
We do some of those gourmet style burgers.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had lamb chip gravy burgers there with a boars and cream cheese.
Sure.
You know, you don't really see that at McDonald's or anything
like
that.
No, of course not.
You know, so yeah, you could call it a gourmet burger.
Step above.
You know what I mean? But we're also doing, you know, double cheese, you know, slap some bacon on it. We're not scared of anything. It's a burger joint for everybody.
Excellent.
And we're happy about that. And that's what we want to do here at Fire.
Yep.
We want it to be a place where everyone can get their fix. You know, we have everything from mac and cheese to pizzas to subs to burgers. I mean, chicken tenders, calamari. I mean, it goes on and on, but it's not an unapproachable menu.
Yep,
you know, sometimes you're looking at five pages.
Yeah.
You know, it's a two-sided menu. You get in, you get some great food here.
And it's something for everybody, like you're mentioning. It's the family dining.
It's eye-opening. You know, people are coming in, and you can. I love watching people eat. And for both reasons. Sometimes you're like, huh, that doesn't look right, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, do you need a steak knife, sir? Yes, thank you. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You know, I forgot to put that on. You know, it's the little things. Or
sure.
I need a little something. I don't mind that. You know, it's something that helps the company grow.
Very
you know,
cool.
We're happy
very
about
cool.
That, so
again, follow them on socials, firebywickedfresh.com. And speaking of all this delicious food, we're going to give away a nice little prize package right now. This is actually a pizza, 16-inch pizza, courtesy of Fire by Wicked Fresh. You get the appetizer and a dessert of your choice. Nice little prize pack. We've had numerous people texting in, all weighing in, trying to find out how many questions Danny can answer correctly when it comes to our five. This is a fun comparison game that we play. It's called Bigger, Smaller, Taller. And it's basically about famous landmarks and different things. And I'm going to ask you a question, basically, if I was going to say, which is bigger, an elephant or a giraffe.
Oh, boy.
And then you'd have to pick 50-50 shot. You make your decision. Nobody's going to judge you, Danny. It's fine. Nobody's judging you on how many you're going to get. And people have been weighing in, just putting a simple wager on how much they think you're going to get. And if they get their number correct, then we're going to choose a number at random for those people that guess that number.
All right.
And we'll find out who wins. So we got a couple of questions for you. Real simple stuff. Here we go. It's for number one. Which is taller? All right, this is for the height. Which is taller? Is it the Eiffel Tower in Paris, or is it the Empire State Building in New York City?
Ooh.
Which is taller? Eiffel Tower.
Man, that's a good one.
Which is taller? We'll think about that.
I'm going to USA.
Yeah.
USA.
USA.
I'm going with that.
And then you'd be correct. Yep.
All right.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got it. That is the Empire State Building.
Empire State Building.
So there's one. One correct.
All
not
right.
too bad.
So far, so good.
Here we go. So anybody that said zero, which I will say, nobody said zero.
People thought you
were at least going to get one.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
Here we go. Which is older? All right, we're talking about age here.
Okay.
The Hollywood sign, the big Hollywood sign in California, or the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and that's with the stars' names on it. You know, the stars when you walk through the sidewalk.
Okay.
Which is older?
I feel like this. I want to say the sign.
You say the sign is older?
I'm going to say the sign is older.
You'd be correct. There it is. Two for two. I got three left.
There's been more black and whites about the Hollywood sign than I've seen people walking on.
That's a fair judgment.
That was my kind of thought about that.
All right, we're going to go, which is longer now?
Okay.
Which is longer? You get the Nile River or the Mississippi River?
I'm going to go with the Nile.
You're going to go with the Nile, and you'd be correct. That's 3 for 3.
My National Geographic.
It's all paying off.
It's all paying off. My parents had the Encyclopedia Britannica.
It's all paying off. The Nile River is actually the longest river in the world. So there you go.
Absolutely.
That's a good one. Here we go. Question four. Which is colder? On average, which is colder? The South Pole or the North Pole? That's a good one. It's a good one.
But I'm going to do that reverse psychology. I'm going to say South Pole.
You're going to say South Pole?
Yeah, I'm going to say South Pole.
You'd be correct, sir.
All right.
Wow, look at you. 4 for 4
I'm
on the comparison
here.
Game.
I'm fire here.
People that guessed 4 are pumped now. They want you to stop, but there are some people out there that believe that you can get 5 out of 5.
Here we go. Somebody's calling me. Make sure it's 4. I want to win it.
Here we go. Which is deeper?
Okay.
Which is deeper? The Pacific Ocean or the Indian Ocean?
Ooh,
that's a good one. I don't know much about the Indian Ocean, to be fair. I don't know much about oceans in general. But when it comes to, on average, the deepest spot of which ocean, which is the deepest ocean?
Wow.
The Indian or the Pacific?
I'm trying to think of where the... Is it the Mariana Trench, is it?
I think so.
I'm trying to think of where that is.
50-50 shot.
Let's go Pacific.
You're going to go Pacific? Well, attaboy. 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Nice job.
I'm on fire.
There it
by
is.
By Wicked Fresh.
On fire wink, by wink. Wicked Fresh. 5 out of 5. Very good. Very good. Anybody who texted in 5 is now in the running for the prize. Outstanding. Nice job.
I appreciate you guys having faith. I want to thank all the little people out there.
5 out of 5. Not bad. We used to play this game with Mower. I don't think he ever went 5 out of 5, to be fair.
Right.
Well, get a competition
I
going.
I feel it's
going
to get harder next time. I should have went on.
All right.
Myself.
I'm going to choose a name at random right now. It's actually going to be the last name on this list here. Dan, you can do the honors. This person is going to win the pizza, the appetizer, as well as the desserts. Hopefully you can read my chicken scratch writing there.
Yeah, we're going with Brandy Felix of Effingham.
There it is. Congratulations to Brandy. Brandy from Effingham.
She had faith.
She had lots of faith. 5 out of 5 for
Amen.
Danny.
Thank you so much.
Well, we hope you had some fun with that one.
Yeah, no, it's funny because I was like, I don't know if I can do it. And then you started hitting me. I'm like, all right, I got it.
You were in a groove.
That's right.
In a groove. Didn't look
kids.
Back.
That's why.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, stay in school. Excellent. Follow Fire by Wicked Fresh on social media. Check out their website. And, of course, you got to check out all the new menu items. They're Dine to Donates and everything that's going on. And I will keep you updated right here at Magic 104. Danny, thanks again, and we'll see you next month.
Yeah, no problem. And thank you so much. We really appreciate you guys. And love being here. It's
always
awesome.
It's always fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.